Right, joined by head coach Melissa Graves, junior Annette Adler, and sophomore Audrey Erickson, following the Terriers' 52-49 win over Holy Cross. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on the victory.
I'm just so proud of this team. Obviously, we've had some lows this season, and we've really talked to them about like every game is a new opportunity to get a turning point of the season. And we really looked at this game as one where we were really motivated coming in, obviously with the rivalry. Holy Cross is a great team. Candace is continuing doing a phenomenal job there. They're a tough team, and I thought we came in and we have talked about locking into a game plan for 40 minutes, and we did that defensively today. I can't think of many lapses we had, maybe a handful. Other than that, like, we were really locked into four quarters here. So just really proud of, especially the effort on the defensive end today.
Open up to questions from the media, if you could, before your first question, state your name and your publication. Henry?
Yeah, Henry Van Price, case in point. Annette, you had a career high today. You also had a career high on Saturday. It's just, what is working for you, and how much confidence does it give you when coach is drawing up plays for you to get inside?
It's been a long ride. I had a big injury, and getting that confidence has been a rocky road, but thanks to my teammates, mostly. I get the confidence. I wouldn't get the ball inside if it wasn't for my teammates. So I gotta give credit to my teammates for that, for keeping me feeding in the post and like giving me the ball.
So Sarah Vahagan, case in point. Audrey, could you just kind of describe how badly you guys needed a win?
I think we've had a lot of close calls recently. A lot of single digit losses or really low double digit losses, and we knew we were very, very close. We needed a half, then we needed three quarters, and so on and so forth. And I think the emotions of this game really just allowed everybody to exert themselves to their full potential tonight.
Ryan Abzari, WTBU, for you, Audrey. You had a little bit of a slower start in the first half, didn't score only one rebound, but just came out on fire in the second half. How are you, with 11 points and another three rebounds, how are you able to keep that confidence in yourself knowing you can provide and do this with like a little bit of a shakier start to the game?
I think it starts in practice. Coach G has talked a lot about consistency with me, and so showing up every day, whether I'm making shots or not, making sure I'm contributing in some way, shape, or form. And so I think just going out there with confidence, once again, from our teammates, everybody was in the right mindset today.
Jose Rodriguez for the Daily Free Press. Annette, how huge was you shooting in the final minutes of regulation?
I'm glad I made those shots, because if I didn't, I would be devastated, probably. But yeah, it gives me more confidence in the future. Definitely.
Coach, for you, like a great win. How are you able to keep your just like steadiness as a coach in a crazy game like this? 18 lead changes. They actually held the lead for 25 minutes of the game. And how are you able to just keep these girls motivated and fight to the final whistle and obviously come out with the win at the end?
I thought this game they were pretty internally motivated. Obviously, we have a history with this team. It's a big rivalry, in-state rivalry. But even the last 2 years with championships and things like that, they already came in very motivated. We had one day to prep for them, and it was right off a game, so that practice was very light. So I felt they were very locked into what we were teaching. And again, we've told them just to continue to trust the process. I think losing that many in a row, that starts to get to you, and some teams could maybe give up, but they haven't. And they continue to trust the process, come to practice, work hard, push each other. And we've talked about, we want to continue to get better through this conference play. And now if we can turn this around a little bit and play off this momentum and get some wins, we'll feel confident going to the playoffs right now. So that's the goal of what we want to do moving forward from here.
Coach, what were your emotions just seeing Annette have that performance?
I told her, I gave a big hug in the locker room after. I'm just really proud of her. She had mentioned this injury was really hard. And it was, when it happened, she was second guessing of playing anymore. She knew it was going to be a hard road, and she put in the work. And she came from her first year, she wasn't with us and didn't get to play a lot, and then she came and she started playing, and that's when she got hurt. So it felt like kind of a back and forth of emotions for her, but she got through that injury part and has felt like she can overcome anything. And I told her to also trust the process, that she would get there eventually, and she's very hard on herself, but she's put in the work. She's been doing extra stuff outside of practice, especially with the knee, and continuing the rehab and things like that. I always knew she had the talent level. This is someone too, I don't know if you know the backstory about us, but I recruited her when I was at Wake Forest as an assistant. She didn't want to come to BU because she had already narrowed down her list when I came over as the head coach. But it kind of was a full circle moment that we got her, you know, out of the portal. And she's someone that can really do well, especially for us, but in this conference as well. I think she's very, very hard to guard. I thought the guards did a great job getting inside. But it's the work that she's put in. I'm very, very proud of her.
We'll take two more questions.
Coach, just a huge defensive turnaround from Saturday at Bucknell. How was the full court press kind of impacting Holy Cross, and just what were you guys doing that was, you know, working and clicking so well?
Yeah, I think it was a great game plan against them specifically, and my assistants do a great job with scouting. You know, we've been really talking about how we can turn this around. I thought the press was really successful with Bucknell too. It's something that we want to continue to do, and we mixed it up, you know, being aggressive versus kind of a chill mode. It was just really beneficial for us today. I thought how we covered ball screens was really beneficial. We high hedged the ball screen and they really struggled to see out of that. So I thought it was a really good game plan, but nothing is a great game plan if you don't lock into it for 40 minutes, and they did that. So obviously all the credit to them for believing in it themselves, again, after kind of a low of the season where we're losing a little bit, but believing in the fact that we could pull it off and turn it around. So just the fact of them locking into that for the 40, I was very, very proud of that.
Okay. Audrey, what was going through your head when you saw Alex, you know, that setback there at the end?
She's hit it so many times. I went to crash, but I saw the ball in the air and had a feeling it was going in. She was due for one. And like I said, she shoots those so many times, and she was feeling it. This is a very passionate game for her as well, being her fourth year. So I was very confident when she took that shot.